This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Could this bold NFL move lead to an acceleration in the Dak and Amari contract talks?
I'm telling you, man, people have totally lost sight of what I think is just as big of a deal. All right. Per Dan Graziano, something else to watch for in the CBA. All right. If the new deal is agreed to by March 18th. All right. So, I mean, not immediately, but you only got like a little bit less than a month now to figure it out. It would start with the 2020 league year, which is why the new playoff system would be implemented. One of the things being discussed is dropping the ability to use both the franchise and the transition tag. So just think about that for a minute. That could just go away in the next month. What the hell are the Cowboys going to do then? Because the fallback to all this all along with Dak specifically, and then obviously Amari to a certain extent as well, is, well, we can use a franchise tag, we can use a transition tag, we can whatever. And now all of a sudden, if the new CBA was agreed upon, and there's still plenty of like negotiating room and maybe one of those would be pulled back, but what if you lost both of those?
I mean, I think the Cowboys are prepared. It's leverage right now, but I think they're prepared to pay him anyway. Because here's one of the things that the Cowboys, it's real weird how they've kind of approached a lot of things, and this could applies to a lot of NFL teams, not just the Cowboys, but we specifically put this on the Cowboys label because, but the, like, Cole Beasley was aging production, and you got good production for a very good value, right?
Okay.
And right now, who's the best value that you're getting?
On this team right now?
Yeah. And let's go.
Michael Gallup.
Last year, it was Dak, right?
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. But I guess the for next
the
year, I would say, like,
the, mix a little
the
bit,
future yeah. will be Michael Gallup. You're right. Like, because he's a 1,000-yard receiver.
Maybe Xavier Woods, kind of, no. for 1 year.
No. I don't think that he's as valuable for the amount of work done and the production that you're getting out of him for the contract. So I think that's the Cowboys have always looked at it as, okay, we were getting a really good value for that, and we're ready to pay for the production now because now we have to pay market value for the production. So I don't think that I see what you're saying. That thing is very valuable to owners, and players have hated it because they want to feel like, and we do too in this business. A lot of times we're like, hey, a 1 year contract, that doesn't make me feel like you want me around. Yeah. You know, but you also not giving me any security down the road for if something you guys do goes bad.
Well, it's also, I mean, the reason the owners put this in, it's a way to hold back salaries. I get that the franchise tag puts you in the top five. It's the average of the top five guys at your position, but we never have great pass rushers in our free agency. Von Miller in his prime never reached free agency. They make sure that the best players at their position never reach free agency, because if they did, they would raise the market value tremendously. So they're like, how do we make sure that no good players in their prime ever hit free agency? Because as long as they don't ever do it, we never really have to pay the market value of the position.
So if that goes away and you're the Cowboys, you do what? Because if the market is going to like naturally be inflated because now it's a free market system.
Yeah.
I mean, these discussions about 37, 38, and I mean, in a market where Teddy Bridgewater's like, I want $30 million,
right,
and Taysom Hill's like, I'm a franchise quarterback, and Amari Cooper is going to be on the open market. Like, what do you do now?
You're saying that what if a collective bargaining agreement gets done in the next
3 to 4 weeks?
But I just assume this, that the owners would say everything stays the same for this offseason, as in franchise tags and transition tags, because we were preparing the whole offseason for two tags.
I don't know if they're going to be able to get that. I mean, like, obviously they could just not sign the deal, but and wait until after March 18th.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that would be allowed in the language of the contract, because then you would not implement the playoff system. So everything has to be, you're going to set it up to start in the 2020 league season.
You know,
so you know, I don't know.
You know what's interesting with me is with Tony Romo, he was under pretty much all the same rules that are the rules in the collective bargaining agreement today. Yes, there's small things, but they had franchise tag during Tony Romo's whole career. Is the Jones family, led by Jerry Jones, never allowed it to get to this with Tony Romo. It was always, before we get anywhere close to this point in your contract, what do you want? All right, you got it. Done. And I will give you a huge contract. You just tell me what you believe you're worth. As long as we pretty much have an agreement, we're done. And he won't do it with Dak. And so doesn't that mean that he doesn't think Dak is the guy? He did the same. Tony Romo had two times where he came up on contracts. One was very early in his career, and then one later. And he's like, what do you want? What do you need? And they're like, look, this is fair. And he worked with the same company. It was CAA. And they're like, yeah, done. Good. Let's keep going. Tony Romo, you're our guy. It's not good to have your quarterback going into an offseason with possibly getting franchise tag. And now we're 3 weeks away from it. And the Jones family doesn't care. They don't care that much about Dak Prescott. They can say words, but their actions were with Tony Romo. We're never letting this get close to this situation. And with Dak, they don't care that they get to March 10th. At this point, we're getting close enough to March 10th. They don't care. They're like, look, we have you under control. We're going to franchise tag you. Pretty much screw you. You can play for 1 year if you don't want to come to terms with us. They never negotiated like that with Tony Romo.
I don't know. And this is just my opinion. I don't know that they are really playing it that way. And that's just because I've seen what they did with Dez. I've seen what they've done in the past. I don't think that they're playing that kind of hardball. I think they are trying to leverage a lot of different things at the same time and trying to balance it. But I just don't know how committed they would actually be to taking a quarterback in the top set with the number 17 pick if they had that chance. Okay, like I think they're committed to Dak. It's just I'm built in on they wait and wait and wait for things to happen, and that's just their approach.
Can I broach this topic? We talk all the time about how sometimes the fan text changes the direction and asks a question. And when it was one person, I didn't necessarily think that was the case. But now there's two people who are saying this. In the 214, you're opening a can of worms with why Jerry paid Romo and won't pay Dak. One incendiary difference is obvious. And then from the 808, they got much more to the point because Tony is white. If Dak was white, he'd be signed. Is that a thing that people believe? I just want to say for the record, I think there are times when race plays an issue, but for Jerry, I think he would do whatever with whatever race of player to win a championship. But is that a strong sentiment out there that people think this is a racial issue?
I don't know how it is.
I do think that represents some Cowboy fans.
Really?
That take. Now, is the percentage 10%, 33%?
Okay.
I think it's somewhere in there. I think I'm not saying it's the majority, but I do think There is approximately 10 to 33%. We don't know the exact pulse of all Cowboy fans, but I do think there's a part of the Cowboys fandom that believes because of skin color in this situation, they're negotiating much harder with Dak.
I really want to know if you're one of those people. The fan text is starting to explode
right now with a lot of people saying they don't feel like, well, two things. They don't feel like Romo's contract ever had anything to do with Dak's contract in their negotiation tactics. I think they may have learned something from back then, but they also don't – a lot of people are saying they don't think that Dak's color makes any difference here.
I don't either. I do think this. I think Romo and Jerry had a much closer relationship than
immediately
Dak.
Or over time?
I think, well, when you listen to Jerry, and look, Jerry fibs a lot on those, whatever you want to call them, those NFL network things.
Yeah.
But I do think he grew to love Tony Romo really quick. And so I don't think he loves Dak Prescott. I think he likes Dak Prescott. But with Tony, it was like, this is my guy. Love him. I love his personality. I love him. And I'm not saying he doesn't with Dak, but it's not the same. It's not the same feeling he has with Dak as he does with Romo. And it could just be football stuff. But I do know that, I mean, Romo named one of his kids after the Jones family, pretty much.
Okay, my God. Sorry, I was also looking through this, and I saw a couple of people were like, and somebody, I think from the 936, was said, I mean, look, I thought that, but I didn't want to text it in, but now that other people are saying it.
A lot more people, though, I think are disagreeing with it completely and think that it's low-hanging fruit for that.
But see, I disagree with that sometimes. From the 214, it's ridiculous that y'all would even mention that. The reason why I mentioned it is in the span of like the beginning of the segment, there were five comments, and two of them were about his race having something to do with it. And I know that's a really small sample size, but initially my thought is, does 40% of our audience think this is a racial issue? I was asking the question, saying it's a racial issue. I was just really curious where people sat on this, because I think it's just strictly an issue I don't know if he's a franchise quarterback.
Okay, let me ask you this. Who do you think it's more, which percent of our audience, the black or white percentage, because we have a massive African-American audience.
Sure.
Which one do you think thinks more that it's a racial issue? That it's the white percent that says, oh, because he's a black quarterback, that's the way? Or do you think it's the black percentage that thinks that's why he's not paying our guy?
That's really tough to say, because the people texting in didn't like identify.
And the text is colorless, race. Right? Yeah. The text is very colorless.
And people are texting in that, like, Tony Romo's part Hispanic and Dak is part white.
That's true. I wonder if some people identify like Romo is a white guy and Dak is a black guy. Very simplistic.
I think that what it boils down to, Kevin, when it comes to this contract, more than anything, what the rest of the guys that are near him are going to get paid, and the Deshaun Watsons, the Goffs, the Wentzes, what those guys are getting paid, what success has he had, and what success can we project for him to have in the future, while also maybe taking away the extra $1 million that we would have to add to him, the extra $2 million, is that going to cost us a player that give him the future of a Super Bowl, or can he do it on his own? I don't think anybody in this room thinks he can do it on his own.
And that's why I circled back around with this topic to begin with, because you're probably right, Mike. If I'm the owners, I would agree with some of this stuff, and then I might just try to hold out to sign it until after March 18th. But then again, there could be specific language in the contract that would prevent that from you getting your extra playoff team this year. And if you got rid of the franchise and transition tag, which is at least in the discussion points right now, we'll have more about that later, is all of a sudden you lose what we've all assumed all along is our fallback. Like, you've never heard anyone go, well, Dak's about to be a free agent, right? That never comes up. It's just, well, you might have to franchise Dak. Well, what if that option disappears? What if that option of the transition tag that we talked about with Amari Cooper and potentially making a move there, what if that disappeared? To Corey's point, if you start stacking on any extra number of millions of dollars, that could cost you.
I think if you asked Jerry and Steven that question, though, and somebody said he would tell you guys to get your damn act together, I think that Jerry and Steven would say, are you joking? Really? Like, all the guys that we have playing on this football team, everybody we've dealt with over the years, you guys think that has anything to do with it?
I just want to say one thing about that. I agree with that 100%, but there, for whatever reason, it's the quarterback position that is different. If you go back to Doug Williams, you go back to what Limbaugh said about McNabb that one time that set everyone insane, is for whatever reason, people are like, well, sure, you'll get them to do whatever position, but when it comes to quarterback, there is some natural skepticism.
Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Cam Newton.
I don't hold that skepticism, but I don't want to ignore that it exists out in the world. That's just
Deshaun Watson.
That's just
the
why
list just goes.
Oh yeah, I know. Now that's what people say. Now that's what the list says. Okay, I don't hold this, but that's why I wanted to ask the audience, and I love y'all's feedback, even if some of you are mad at us for even bringing this up.
I will say this, to move it towards Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. This isn't good. We all have feelings. Autoflex Leasing fan texting in. You guys have feelings. right now, when you look at quarterbacks, you don't treat them the way that the Joneses are treating Dak Prescott. These feelings will last in Dak Prescott. Jerry doesn't care. Jerry doesn't think that it has anything to do because Jerry's such an unbelievable salesman. He's going to smile when the contract's done and be like, everything's great. But we still have feelings. I just know through my life and through most people, we'll still have feelings on, yeah, but I know how you treated me versus how all the other franchise quarterbacks, how Jared Goff was treated, how Carson Wentz was treated, how Russell Wilson was treated, how all these guys that have similar contracts to me were treated in the process. You treated me the worst out of all the quarterbacks who are considered franchise quarterbacks. And it'll somewhat go away, but not totally. This is not good. Either Jerry, this is my opinion, either sign him, get it done, make everybody feel great. There's already a little bit of bad blood that can't be taken away from this situation. Or get rid of him, trade him, move on. Because doing this to your franchise quarterback for the next 5 to 7 years, what you're putting in his thought process of how you think about him is not good for the Dallas Cowboys.
I think that you just spoke to something that is applicable to a lot of people at a lot of different businesses. How many of you are sitting there right now and you're like, oh yeah, we went through the negotiations and they made me feel like I wasn't valued. I think we can all totally relate to that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Thank you so much for your feedback. We love the conversation, even for the people who call us idiots, which is hurtful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.